Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Tuesday, the 19th of May. Happy birthday today to Malcolm X, radical rights activist and what would now be called a quote-unquote polarizing figure. We can be really sad that he was brutally murdered and also glad that he never coexisted with Twitter, right? You're allowed to do that. Happy death anniversary today to British archaeological scholar, military strategist and author T.E. Lawrence, aka Lawrence of Arabia, whose life inspired the epic film Lawrence of Arabia. T.E. lived a long and full life, though maybe not quite as long and full as the movie version of his life, which I saw in an outdoor cinema as a child and remember taking an entire week. Happy death anniversary also to Anne Boleyn. Anne Boleyn, the second wife of King Henry VIII of England and the mother of Queen Elizabeth I, who on this day in 1536 got the literal chop. And aren't we glad good old Octo Hank invented divorce after that and didn't make the same mistake more than three or four more times. Celebrations today include National Endangered Species Day, so celebrate that by being a bit sad for all the endangered species except pandas, who get enough sympathy and in fact seem a little bit turned off by your attention. Your guest today on the podcast is renowned space lawyer and Indian correspondent Anubhav Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you for having me. Thank you. You know, it's been rough because I've been on Earth for a while now and they've just shut all the flights to Mars, so nothing's flying. So I'm stuck on Earth. Yeah, I have to take a domestic flight to the United States, then take two other domestic flights, then get on a flight to Mars. Too much work. So I'm just staying back in India for a while.
Well, coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in space news. But first, some headlines of stories we don't have time for. In the news today, the Federated Octopus Tribes of New Zealand have come under scrutiny by world governments when a Kickstarter page was discovered online in which the octopus people solicited donations of what they are calling human byproducts. When asked why they would want to collect hair, skin scrapings and fingernail trimmings from a wide range of humans, the octopus tribes people just pointed to their press release, which says, quote, "it's for charity," end quote, and then retreated to the fastness of their mysterious landmass. And Elon Musk has revealed that he's pregnant with his and Grimes' second child. It will be an exact clone of their first child, but grown in Elon's own belly through the use of experimental womb technology, and it will claw its way out at term with the specially grafted extraction claws he will equip it with during gestation. Rumors suggest that Musk and Grimes plan to call their second child Josh. And that's all the time we have for the stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the innocent laughter of a child is priceless, but everything else is for sale. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cats, furry multi-legged snakes with superiority complexes. Have one sink its claws into your thigh while maintaining rigid eye contact today. Are you at the end of your rope with a toddler? Give him a number of containers of varying sizes, lay down a towel, and hand them half a glass of water. They will spend hours figuring out the fluid dynamics, mass, volume, and wetness of the water. Add water to suit your needs, half a glass at a time. Half a glass of water. It's all the fun of a mess without the mess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, Anubhav Pal, you're our space correspondent. What is happening in the world of space?
One of the things is that the air in space is becoming much clearer, Alice. Nature is healing. Oh. Yeah, and it's quite shocking because there is no air in space. It's empty space. But even in empty space, the air is healing. That's the thing that apparently Titan, one of the moons of Saturn, can be seen very clearly. Lots of exotic animals, the rare South American puma, that's been seen on Jupiter. So animals are coming out in full force. Sadly, the courts are still closed. I can't get to Mars and fight my case. So I still have to litigate from Earth. But I'm happy to tell you that the Earth to Mars Zoom connection is excellent. The connection is better than the Zoom connection between Indian cities. I've been doing a double lawyering up, if you will. I've been fighting some local Indian cases while my intergalactic cases are on hold. And my intergalactic cases, you know, the judges are on Zoom. They've been doing really well. My Mumbai to Delhi cases, Zoom keeps falling and a lot of my bail applications are denied.
So you're better off sending a message via a prisoner on Mars?
Infinitely.
Ah, what a disaster. And are you missing space?
Very much so, very much. So, you know, I have a secret WhatsApp thing going on with Elon Musk because he's still in touch with what's going on other planets. He's the only person on Earth. Yeah. In fact, we have a separate group of parents of only children who have connections to Mars. He's on that group. I'm on that group. For some reason, a bunch of Middle Eastern billionaires are on that group. I don't know why. And we just talk about parenting and being in touch with our friends in Mars. It's a very specific group. Not everyone can join.
I don't really understand why people dunk on Elon Musk so much. He's just a man that wants to play with interesting ideas and take over the world. Can't we all dream of robots that take over the world?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I mean, he wants to start a bunch of, like, he's going to have electronic cars. He's also planning for electronic robots in grocery stores. So when you go to your Whole Foods or, you know, any of these British stores, Sainsbury's, there's going to be an electronic robot in any accent, maybe a British accent, Australian accent, Indian accent, asking you if you want carrots or whatever. He's breaking new ground on a number of fronts. And Alice, I used to be really concerned about Anubhav as a weird name, especially when I started doing shows in the West. You know, it's a weird name. It's a odd set of consonants. It doesn't even mean anything in ancient Indian languages. My parents named me Anubhav. Yeah, it should have some root Sanskrit meaning. It doesn't. They were on their honeymoon. They were in a hotel in Kashmir. And the food and beverage manager, his son's name was Anubhav. And they just went with it. So
that is the most romantic story I've ever heard.
Yeah, and my parents don't even make an effort to make it a little more yarn-like. They just tell it as it is.
The sun was rising.
Yeah. And I used to think that's bad enough, having to, you know, go to Huddersfield and do shows named Anuvab. But now with Elon Musk's kid's name, I've got no problem.
Yeah, I mean, wealth is always comparative, Anuvab. So you might feel like a poor man in comparison to some, you know, suburbanly, blandly named John when it comes to the pronunciation of MCs of your name. But imagine, I'm not even going to say compared with Elon Musk's kid's name, because I cannot pronounce Elon Musk's kid's name, and I don't know how you're meant to pronounce Elon Musk's kid's name, and I can't just go to a representative of Elon Musk's culture and ask them how that name is normally pronounced.
So two things, and two reasons why I love this podcast, Alice. First, you're the only person on the planet to equate nomenclature and wealth. If you've got money, you can name yourself anything. And two, Elon Musk's world, the way you define it, sounds like a specific world. It is not entirely composed of humans.
Well, we know that there are some mysterious moons that he's made patent claims over. So I'm sure those have passed over your desk at some point, and we can only guess what he's nurturing on those distant planets.
I mean, I put some money on Titan, which is a moon of Saturn where some water was supposed to be found. But, you know, he outbid me. Also because I was bidding in rupees and he was bidding in dollars, so he had a currency advantage. So the one I'm eyeing now is Euniclides. I don't think that's pronounced exactly correct, but that's supposed to be one of the other moons of, I want to say Saturn, but it's like a sub-satellite moon of Saturn where they found water. I'm just looking for water because I'm really impressed with your half a glass of water, Ed. So I'm just looking at planets.
Well, thank you. That's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Anuvab.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, after I got two eggs frying, open brackets, I make my eggs over medium, what do they call that in the UK/Australia, over medium. I don't know what that means. I don't understand your egg language, sir. After I'd done that, I reached for my bag of kale. I get the bagged kind because it's nearly impossible to buy a bunch of kale around here. I don't need your life story, writer. Do you get kale bagged or in bunches in the UK/Australia? Both. Do they eat kale there? Yes, I hope they do. Also, bunches of kale are a lot of work, but if you buy the bagged kind, most of the work is done and you just have to tear out the middle stems so that the machines don't break off for you, because those are not edible. It's also very important that the kale is dry. Fried kale is edible, steamed kale is gross. So I was frying my eggs and slicing up a few tomatoes, and I had my cheese, open brackets, boursin. Do they have that in the UK/Australia? Yes. I'm not sure it's a real kind of cheese. Close brackets, to hand. The next step was to fry up my greens, so I reached into the bag and grabbed, I mean, this is longer than a Dancy Lagarde synopsis, grabbed a handful of kale. I thought, what would go with a handful of kale? Half a glass of water. That was it. That was the punchline. Thank you. I hope you're well too. Cheers, Anne. Okay, as far as letters to the editor go, other than a great recipe for breakfast, I'm not entirely sure what the question is.
Lovely digressions, but could this question just have been, what would go with a bit of kale? Question mark.
Or it could have been, hello, I listen to your show.
Yes, even better.
And thank you so much for writing in, Anne. We really appreciate it. And remember, anyone can send a letter in to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and then go to the feed to see all the versions of the past stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. Your guest today on the podcast was Anuvab Pal. What have you got to plug right now, Anuvab?
Well, Alice, I do a show on Spotify called Our Last Week, which is available on Spotify, with my colleague, the Indian Bollywood actor Kunal Roy Kapoor. But I feel like plugging that in a pandemic seems like a weird thing to do, even though I just plugged it. But I would mainly like to plug my spaghetti carbonara cooking skills, a photograph of which I put up on Instagram this morning, and I got one fan writing And the question was, what is that? And when I say fan, I mean my mum. But anyway, let's not get into that now.
Thank you so much for coming on board. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I'd like to apologize to Elon Musk. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out when he discovers...
Amazing.
..that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
OK.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.